Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. We're going to look at verses 5 and verse 6. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. Bible study is Wednesday night. Amen. Proverbs, after the book of Psalms. Amen. Pretty close to the middle of your Bible. Right after Psalms, right before Ecclesiastes. Amen. I want to say happy birthday to, amen, Sister First this morning. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Happy birthday. Anybody else's birthday? I thought I saw somebody else. Nobody else in here? Okay. Happy birthday. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6 reads as follows. Trust in the Lord. Is that what your Bible says? With all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for this day and this great opportunity that you've given us to lift up the holy name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for salvation that was taken care of at Calvary's cross. Father God, we know that you sent your darling son, Jesus Christ, to give his life and shed his blood for the remission of all of our sins, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that your system of salvation still stands to this day. Father God, that all those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, amen, are adopted into your family or your children. Father God, we thank you for a new generation church, Father God, and what you're doing here. We thank you for each and every family that's represented, every man, woman, boy, and girl. Father God, we just give you a praise right now. We give you a great thank you right now for all the many blessings that you've placed in our lives. We thank you, Father, for to be specific for food on our table and for clothes on our backs and shoes on our feet, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the jobs that you've given us as a means of income, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for watching over us as we drive up and down the dangerous highways, and we thank you, Father, for watching over our children as they go to school. Father God, we just give you praise today for who you are. Now, Father God, I ask that this word will go forward like you would have it to go forward. Lord God, that this would be a seed into someone's life. Father God, we pray that, Lord God, as the word goes forward, that it would go in a fashion that those who are here would be able to share with their friends and their family. Father God, we thank you for this day and this opportunity you've given us to praise you. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord another great hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, again, it's, amen, a pleasure, amen, to see you this morning. Amen. We realize that you could have gone to church anywhere else, but you chose to come here. And we're just thankful that you came over to worship with us on today. Amen. Coming out of the book of Proverbs today, we know that, amen, this book was written, amen, by none other than King Solomon, amen, who was a son of David. Amen. We know that David, amen, wanted to build the temple, but God told David that, David, you got too much blood on your hands. So God saw fit that his son would build the temple. And the Bible says that Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. He was the wisest man that ever lived. Solomon had an opportunity. Amen. King Solomon had an opportunity to ask God for whatever he wanted. He could have asked God for anything. But he asked God to give him wisdom. Amen. And these, amen, scriptures that we're going to that we're going to talk about today, amen, are scriptures of wisdom from none other than King Solomon, amen, David's son, amen, the king of Israel. I want to talk about today, if you'll just give me a few minutes, looking for direction. Looking for direction. I don't know about you, but amen, have you ever been in a situation where you were looking for directions? Amen. Men are the world's worst. Amen. When we get lost, amen, and stopping and help and asking somebody how to get to where you're trying to go. Amen. I don't know about your house, but that's how it is at my house. Amen. But I believe that God's people in this day and this time, I believe that we are all looking for direction. Amen. Amen. We're looking for just some clarity in life. Amen. We're trying to figure this thing out. It seems like every time we make it to, amen, one point in life, amen, it's like once we get the head taken care of, then the feet start giving us problems. Then we get the feet taken care of, then the head start giving us a problem. Amen. We get the legs all right, then the arms want to trip out. Amen. Is it seem like that? We're looking for some direction. Amen. Seems like we're trying to get things straight with our boss at work. And as soon as we get it right with the boss, then the co-workers start tripping. Amen. As soon as we get things okay at work, amen, then the kids and the family starts to tear apart at home. So I believe that God's people in this day, we are looking for some direction. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. The book tells us, says, trust in the Lord, in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Many of us get in troubles because we simply have a bad understanding. Oh, I'm the only one. We simply have a bad understanding. A bad understanding sure will cause a lot of problems. Amen. You know, it's nothing worse than somebody you can't reason with. Amen. Somebody with a bad understanding, you're trying to be nice. You say, good morning. Well, you say, what's good about it? Have a nice day. You have a nice day. Well, come on, chill out. Bad understanding, but here's it. Trust in the Lord. Number one, we have to learn to trust God. Amen. When we're looking for a direction, number one, we have to trust God. Amen. And not, amen, trust in what we see. Because let me tell you something, my brothers, your eyes and your ears will deceive you. Amen. And those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and we are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, understand that you have the Spirit of God within you. You have the Holy Spirit within you. That's that thing that tells you, don't do this, don't do that, don't say this, don't say that. The thing that we call our conscience, that's not your conscience, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Lord talking to you to keep you out of trouble. But here's the thing. We don't lean on him. We move forward in our own reasoning about things. Amen. That's why we end up in the arguments that we end up in. That's why we end up in the fights that we end up in. Because we are not, amen, looking for direction from the right people. Y'all got that. Y'all, you know, even grandma sometimes will give you bad advice. Amen. You know, I was finna start talking about my family, but mama be looking at me saying, they don't need to know all that. But her mama, we call her little mama. Y'all ready for this? You sometimes you had to watch little mama because little mama like to talk and all, like to fight and all that. I mean, little mama tell you some rough stuff. Oh, they mess with you, boy. You get this stick. See? So you got to be careful who you get, amen, information from. Because little mama will have us in the office. See, you short. See, you little, but see, they don't see it coming. When you grab something, they up high, and you just come up with it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Little mama had a deer hoof. Y'all ever seen a deer hoof? It was a deer leg in her living room. And my son, when he was young, he was into, Lord, why? Are you sure this is in my sermon? Okay. She had a deer hoof. And my son was really into hunting and all this kind of stuff. You know, he had deer heads and pigs that he had killed. He got them on his wall in his room and all this stuff, ducks and stuff that he killed. And he was just fascinated because it was a deer hoof. And it was hard as a brick. I don't know what it was in it, but he said, "Little mama, what's this?" Because he wanted it. "What's this for, little mama?" "Oh, shit, that's if somebody coming here on me." And he run over to me, "Daddy, daddy, this little mama said this is somebody coming. He said you hit them in the stomach first. And then when they come down, you hit them in the face." Had to be careful who you get advice from. Are y'all with me this morning? Here's the thing. Many of us, amen, here's the thing. Looking for direction, my brothers and sisters, there is a such thing as a GPS. Amen? Watch this. Directions to home. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I got service in here. Directions to Roxton. I said Austin. Okay, now here's my directions. It said Austin, but I said Roxton. You got to be real clear what you say. Hold on. Directions. May not come when you want him, but he always right on time. Just Roberto, don't do me like that. Directions to Roxton. There you go.
4 minutes from your location by car and light traffic. Here are your directions.
Y'all hear that? So I asked Siri, Google, how to get to Roxton.
Head west on Lamar Avenue, US 82, bus toward 13th Street Southeast.
And here I am right here. Shows Brothers, I can see. Wait a minute, this is Paris Alternative School. Okay. But because I contacted somebody that could get me to where I need to go, it's going to direct me every step of the way. Are y'all with me? We have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, when we're asking for directions. We got to ask the right person. And then we have to be specific in what we ask. When I first said it, it said Austin. But I knew that's not where I was trying to go. Are y'all going to pray with me? So I had to say it again. Amen. And sometimes when you're looking for directions, you have to say it again. Amen. And you have to make sure, amen, there was confirmation that where I was going, because it repeated directions to rocks, and then bam, here it is. The question is, where are we trying to go as Christians? Some of us as Christians, we're only trying to go to church. If we get to church, that's it. But this is just part of it. If I can just get married, that's it. I'm trying to find me a good man. So I'm going to go to church. Once you get him, we never see him no more. We can always tell. It's funny, single women. You can always tell when they get a man. They've been praying for a church. Man, I'd start sweating on that one. Because as soon as they get a boyfriend, we don't see him no more. Some empty seats in here right now because they got a man and they gone. I'm just keeping it real. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall. It didn't say, the book doesn't say he might. Have to understand, it says he shall direct your path. So you have to acknowledge him in all your ways. So what does that mean? It says, Pastor McGuire, that means you got to put him in your business. You have to put him in your car. You have to put him in your home. You have to put him in your family. You have to put him in your marriage. Oh, y'all missed all that. Look at this. When we're looking for direction, we have to understand, amen, what power we have in following Christ. You know what power we have? Now, I don't want y'all to try this. Go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Look what you find, amen, when you're following him. You will find out, Luke chapter 10, verse 19 said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What does that mean? Once I start following him, he's going to take care of me. He's going to make sure I get to my destination. So many of us are afraid to just trust God. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, this is a faith walk. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do you believe that he's going to direct your path? He's going to direct your path in anything that you do if you acknowledge him in what you're doing. Amen. If little mama had a consulted with the Lord, the Lord wouldn't have told her to tell Khalil to hit them people with a deer hoof. Amen. A lot of times we don't look to the right person, but it says, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents. I'm not going to come here with rattlesnakes running around the church. Amen. That means it gives us power to tread over the enemy. You understand that Satan is already defeated, right? That we are victorious in Jesus Christ. Oh, and scorpions. So when it says serpents, that means Satan himself. Scorpions means his demonic forces. Oh, y'all stay with me. And over all the power of the enemy. So anything that Satan has planted, understand that we have authority over. We have victory in Christ because he's already defeated Satan. That's what kills me about everybody being scared of the devil. Oh, the devil is busy. Yes, he is. But you are busier than he is. Some of this stuff you're doing ain't Satan itself. Some of the stuff that we're doing itself. We're doing it because of that sin nature. That's what we want to do. But we have to make sure that we're looking for direction from the Lord, and he can correct those things, those turns that we're taking that we shouldn't take. What is he going to do? He's going to divert us. He's going to reroute us. Amen. I missed my turn. We were going to Flower Mound Marcus to watch PJC play on Friday. Amen. And I missed my turn. Amen. But guess what? It just rerouted me, and I ended up taking a better route than I would have in the beginning. Because I was following the GPS. Amen. So behold, I give unto you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you trust and believe God that he's going to take care of you every step of the way? The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So let me tell you something. When you're afraid, that's not God. Amen. When you're scared, that's not God. When you are fearful, that is not God. He has not planted that seed in us. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. He didn't give that spirit. Hallelujah, church. Bible says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Guess what? There's going to come a time in your life where you're going to go through the valley of the shadow of death. But guess what? You can walk through. There's nothing to fear because we have authority over the enemy. Oh, this is good stuff. Y'all just ain't saying nothing today. Now, we have to understand that as we follow Christ, as we're looking for directions, we're going to run into some oppositions. We're going to run into some problems. Have you ever set out, amen, going somewhere and you had some problems? We work in McKinney. And if you know anything about McKinney, Candy actually works in Dallas, works in Richardson. And if you know anything about going that way, amen, 121, they're always working on it. 75, they've been working on it ever since I was at Grayson County College in 1993. I'm serious. They've been working on it. I know it since 93 when I was at Grayson. I used to try to go see Candy when she lived in Oak Cliff. That's my hood. We used to go to Keys Park, Big T Bazaar. Y'all believe I took her to Big T Bazaar? Y'all believe I took her to Keys Bazaar? I was a brave brother. You know, they wasn't doing that back then. We didn't see many couples like us. I was following the Lord even back then. I used to tell her all the time, hey, fellas, I'm going to tell y'all something. I know a whole lot of guys that, used to get themselves in trouble. Hey, amen. You know, I was wise in my decision making. You know, we used to go out And, you know, y'all know the Oak Cliff area. And I would say, okay, Candy, you know you fine. And you know somebody probably going to say something when we go out. She said, yeah, I know. They always do. I said, so I need to know. I'm getting some direction, fellas. I said, I'm cool with it because I know you fine. I mean, I'm good with it. I understand you fine. And I know, understand you going home with me. Right? So I need you, we need to clear this up before we go out. I mean, at what level do I need to defend your honor? Because if it's like five dudes, and one of them say, ooh, look at that boy, that white girl, thick right there. Y'all know how it is. I mean, am I supposed to fight all five of them? Some of you fellas got a good-looking woman. I'm telling y'all, better get this straightened out before you leave the house. You know, because then if they say something and I don't say nothing, then she's like, oh, you just soft. You let them just say anything to me. But she said, no, it's all good. Long as they don't touch me. I said, good, that'll work. Long as they don't touch it. They can say whatever. So, man, we be walking. I mean, we dead in the hood. You know, y'all remember the spot? We used to go to the spot. Y'all remember the spot? Marcus, you remember the spot, don't you? Dudes be saying stuff, but don't, long as they, you know, they wasn't touching. Got some direction. I don't know why, but I'm just trying to help somebody today. Let me hurry up and close this sermon out. We understand that we have an enemy. So look at this. We have to, as we are looking for direction, we have to be sober. 1 Peter 1:5 said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeing whom he may devour. Amen? So there's some things that we have to know about our enemy. When we set out to fight on our way, when we're looking for direction, when we're trying, amen, to do those things that we should do, understand that you're going to have opposition. But the Bible says be sober. That don't mean don't be drunk. That means that be on alert. Be vigilant. Amen. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Here he is. The Bible says he's as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He just sounds like one. We give him way too much credit, church. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Now, understand that as we go on our way, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You have to understand that the Bible tells in Psalm 119 and 105, it says, he's a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto my path. So what does that mean? That means everywhere I go, everywhere I step, everywhere I go, if I'm following him, guess what? There's a light on. Amen? I don't have to walk in darkness because it says he's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So not only is he gonna light up where I'm walking, he's going to light up the path as well. Amen. Amen. So I can see what opposition is around. So I can see what problems, amen, that I may run into. Amen. Now, here's the thing. You have to, and write this down, when you're looking for a direction, you have to know your destination before you thumb a ride. You have to know your destination before you thumb a ride. Pastor, what are you talking about? I need to know where you headed before I catch a ride. My brothers and sisters, so many of us have gotten caught up with the wrong people. Amen. I need to know where you're going in order to get in with you. Okay. Let me make this a little more urban. Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron, right? So that means that the people that I associate with should be people that make me better. Amen? They should be people that make me better. Iron sharpeneth iron. But the problem is sometimes we hook up and we befriend people that's not iron. Paper don't sharpen iron. Jelly don't sharpen iron. Mess don't sharpen iron. So here's what I'm getting at. Young men, young women, young ladies, before you hook up with somebody, you need to figure out where they're going. He got a nice car. But is he saved? He got rims, but is he saved? He take care of his kids. So that's what he's supposed to do. Why do we act like that's something great? I'll take care of my kids. Oh, my God. Really? You take care of your kid. Oh, my. Let's just make a day for this fella. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't get caught up with a dude just because he say, just because you know he take care of his kids. That ain't, Deacon Wallace, that ain't nothing special. Deacon Wallace, you took care of those girls. You've done such a great job. We're so proud of you. That's what you're supposed to do. My goodness, man. Boy, I don't know where this sermon's going today. But you got to know your destination before you thumb a ride. Some of us are just getting in with anybody. And let me tell you something. Sometimes the friends that you have will determine the trouble that you get into down the road. Let me tell y'all something. I don't hang with dudes that's just out there doing anything. I can't. Guess what? Because I used to be out there doing just anything. Most folks just didn't know it. Not just anything, but you know. I've done my share. I can't hang with them kind of guys, Marcus. Marcus, if I got a drinking problem, why am I hanging around with dudes that's at Toco? You ain't even got to go to Toco no more. If you're in Roxton, you do unless you go by the bootlegger. But if I have a drinking problem, why am I going to hang out with a guy that drink all the time? I got to know your destination. I know where I'm trying to go. If I have a problem, hey man, cussing, why am I hanging around Darlin'? All he do is cuss. Got a problem chasing women and all Deacon Minor, he just off the chain. His wife is here today. Can't hang with this dude. He's sitting in the parking lot at the club. We can't hang. Because I used to have that problem too. No, I can't fool with him with that pink shirt on. No. Y'all stay with me. We're going somewhere. Where's a place that you want to go? Have you ever asked yourself that? When you're looking for a direction in the Lord, where do you really want to go? How about, let's go to healed. I want to go to healed. I want to go to delivered. I want to go to love. I want to go to self-control. I want to go to meekness. I want to go to humbleness. Oh, I want to go to, can we go to understanding? Can we go to committed? How about committed? Let's go to committed. Are those places that we desire? Because those are godly places. Do you truly desire, when you set out on your way in this Christian race, is that where you want to go? How about successful in the Lord? Oh, that's good stuff, boy. That'll work. Now, here's a problem with direction. Oh, man, I need a hula hoop or something. Y'all know I ain't got nothing this morning. Okay. A lot of people say that, I'm already over. It's already at 12:30. I'm sorry. Y'all give me 10 minutes. A lot of people say that I'm the way I am because of my circumstances. Right? Circumstances. So, Brother Darrell, draw me a circle right there in the middle of the floor. I'm sure the carpet will give us a good. Try to draw me a circle right there. Oh, I can see it. There we go. All right, there you go. Okay. I can't do what I need to do because of my circumstances. My daddy was an alcoholic, amen, so I can't do what I want to do because of my upbringing. I got divorced, amen. I was in a bad relationship and got divorced, so I can't do what God wants me to do, amen. I can't move where God wants me to do because of my circumstances, because of my issues, because of my circumstances. But understand that a circumstance is just a circle that I'm standing in. So if you got circumstances, why don't you just move? Don't allow your circumstances to define who you are and your destination, because you're trying to go somewhere, but your circumstances going to keep you right here. I can't do cause, well, I messed up. Yeah, we all messed up. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Those were just your circumstances at that present time. It's time for us to move on. Amen. Back when I was in high school, back when me and Candace started going together, and I had that 77 Granada with the luggage rack on the back with the half vinyl. My circumstances were a little different, D. I didn't have air conditioning. So, well, I had a little bit of air conditioning. It just blew on low. So my circumstances were, if I picked the girl up during the daytime, I had to roll the windows down. But if I waited till late over in the evening, I could roll my windows up in front like I had good AC, because I just keep it on low. But my circumstances have changed. Wouldn't it be a problem if I was still riding around that 77 Granada? Candy wouldn't play that, would she? She wouldn't have that. Okay. Let's take this thing home. What Satan will do, my brothers and sisters, amen, when you're looking for direction, what he will do is use your present circumstances to tell you that you ain't doing good. He'll use what's going on in your life to tell you that, you know what, man, you just need to quit. You just need to give up, because you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere real fast. Amen? Now, we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we are on a journey right now. And where I am right now is not where I'm going to always be. Are y'all going to pray? Can I say that one more time? I'm on a journey right now. Where I am is not where I'm going to always be. Amen. I can say that about these two churches, New Generation and Orange Chapel. When I first got to Orange Chapel, amen, there were five people there. Amen, where we were wasn't always where we were going to be. Amen, New Generation just had a few people that had worked really hard to do some really awesome things. Amen, and God had to be in it, but where you were not where you were always going to be. Amen. And it don't make sense for two churches to come together. They split all the time. But when God, amen, put us together, amen, I knew that we were following the direction of the Lord. Amen. Because God is going, he wants us to be unified. Oh, y'all stay with me. He wants us to be together. Y'all flip out, because I'm finna put this on the communion table. Y'all need to see this. Some baker's joy, a little bit of salt, some pecans, woo! Some coconut, a little butter. I'm going somewhere. A little baking powder. I was going to bring some flour, but I don't want nobody to relapse. A little ground cinnamon. Last but not least, an egg. Where are you going, baker's joy? Salt, pecans, egg, coconut, butter, baking powder, ground cinnamon. Where are you going? Where are you going? Well, baking spray with flour, it's flour in here. Spray this in your mouth, it don't taste real good. Salt, put this in your mouth by itself, don't taste real good. Just biting one of these pecans like it is, don't taste real good. This egg, don't taste real good, because that's a raw egg. Coconut, you might can make it by yourself, but who wants to eat just coconut? Stick of butter, anybody ever eat it? Anybody ever eat a stick of butter? Not very good. Baking powder by itself, I can't imagine. Cinnamon? No. This reminds me of our church. My brothers and sisters, we're all looking for direction. Amen. But understand something that alone, sometimes you can't be real successful by yourself. Amen. This cinnamon is nasty by itself. But when you put it with the rest of the ingredients, right. Woo! Baking powder, real nasty by itself. And that's just like some of us. I might be real nasty by myself, but put me with a little bit of Durrell and then we got it going on. And add a little Reed, amen, and add a little Smith, and add a little Boss. Then what happens once you put it all together? Oh, I wish I had time to make cookies today. Oh, but when you put it all together, you mix all the ingredients together. Y'all stay with me because we're going somewhere. Amen. I'm looking for direction this morning. And I just need some other folks. If y'all just mix up and get in here with me, we can do something right here in this city. Amen. That's never been done. But if we're looking for direction, we're going to have to look to the Lord for all of our direction. Amen. And once you look at the recipe and you put all the ingredients together and then you mix them all together. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. I need you and you need me. And we're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. But I need you to survive. Y'all come on with me. I'm going somewhere with this thing. Hallelujah. When we follow the direction of the Lord. And we put all the ingredients in at the same time. That's why it's so important for all of us to be here together this morning. Because when you put all the ingredients together, ain't God all right? Hallelujah. When you put a few white folk with a few brown folk, ain't God all right? With a few salty folk, with a few sweet folk, with a few smooth folk, and a couple of chickens. Hallelujah, we can put something together. And some, my brothers and sisters, once you put it all together, you got to put it in the oven. That's the purifying time. It might get hot when you put us all together. It might get a little warm when you put us all together. But in due season, ain't God all right? God's going to make something awesome out of me and you if we follow the direction of the Lord. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Ain't God all right? My wife made these cookies last night, and while she was making these cookies, the Lord began to speak to me. Ain't God all right? I ate about 6 of them last night, because once when you're following directions, and she followed the directions of the recipe, it made something real, real sweet. Ain't God all right? And when you make something real good, are y'all gonna pray with me? Then you can bless somebody else. My brother called me on the phone. I was smacking on my cookies. He said, "What you doing down there?" I said, "Candy made some of them homemade cookies." And I said, "I believe it's the best one she ever made." He said, "Man, tell Candy to put some up and bring me some to church in the morning. Put them in a plastic bag." Ain't God all right? Are y'all gonna pray with me? She followed the directions. Taste and see how sweet the Lord is. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? Is there anybody here that wanna follow Jesus? When you follow Jesus, when you put everything together, then everybody gets blessed. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? You get blessed. Sister, you want to get blessed this morning? Taste and see how good the Lord is. I might not be much by myself, but when you put Jesus in me, I turn into something great. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that Jesus died on that old rugged cross for me. He knew exactly where he was going. He knew exactly what he was doing. He followed the directions of an almighty God. He said, son, I need you to go. I need you to go down there because they need a savior. He said, look, Jesus. As long as they'll get together and they'll follow the plan, they'll follow the recipe, they'll follow you. No matter what they go through, if they follow you, then heaven will be their home. Amen? I want us to, if you break all these things up, they're really not worth a whole lot. That cookie pretty good, ain't it, sister? I wouldn't have handed them out otherwise. We all represent some of these ingredients. And the Lord told me that he wanted me to tell this church today that you are valuable. Amen. But guess what? The Bible says where two or three are together. Amen. In my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. I make it sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So guess what? When we put this thing together, what you think, bro? Wish I had enough for the whole church. That's a blessing of being on the front row. God told me to tell the church this morning that once we get this thing together, he's going to do something awesome with us as a family. Amen? And let me tell you something. He's bringing all types of people from all different types of places. Amen? And this is the thing that we're going to do. When people walk through that door, we're going to show them love. Amen? I don't care how they come in here, we're going to show them love. I don't care what color they are. Come here, Candy. We all mixed up in here. Come on. We all mixed up. And this God did this for a reason. Amen. We're looking for direction. Look at you. They got the cross on and everything. Amen. This is what God's going to do with us. We all mixed up for a reason, church. Amen. Don't be surprised if it's half white, half black, half Hispanic. Get a few Asians in here. Because all of these ingredients make something beautiful. That's what's wrong with the church. We want to segregate. No, it's time to integrate. It's time for the church to come together at 11 o'clock. Y'all think Tony Balls, y'all think it's an accident that he showed up and just started playing? Y'all think it's an accident that your pastor comes out of a mixed family? God wants to use all of us for his glory. And let me tell you something. All of you, just like all of these ingredients, you have a job to do. Amen? God is getting ready to give us some direction, and I need you to be on board. That's all I'm saying. We just need you to be on board. We just want you to be on board, church. God is getting ready to do something amazing and awesome right here. Amen? Amen. If there's anyone here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no way to follow his direction or follow his plan if you're not one of his. Amen. So if you have never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, give your life to Christ today. Accept him as Lord and Savior. He hung, bled, and died for all of your sins, present, past, and future.